Consumer confidence plummeted in July, and now that's translated into a profit slump at the upmarket department store David Jones. DJ's chief executive Paul Zara yesterday warned of an unprecedented worsening of trading conditions and said he saw no relief in sight for the retail sector. He blamed several factors for the collapse in sales at DJ's in the past few months, including the government's carbon tax. But some retail experts say he's using the tax as an excuse for failures in his own strategy. Our business editor Cheryl Bagwell has this report.
Well, we've been hearing a lot lately about the cautious consumer. But that caution has apparently become infectious. Now, even the well-off, the same people who kept spending during the dark days of the GFC, have gone on a shopping strike. At least that's what the collapse in sales at the upmarket retailer David Jones seems to be indicating. Paul Zara is David Jones's chief executive.
If you look at the consumer Westpac report, they say that the largest fall in confidence has been in the highest income group, which actually is the David Jones customer base. We've got a declining customer traffic and declining transactions that's telling you the story, that people are not responding or actually entering the store.
Paul Zara must feel like he's been handed a poison chalice. He took over the helm of DJ's a year ago from former CEO Mark McInnes, the man credited with reviving the image and profitability of Australia's oldest department chain, until at least his humiliating exit amid sexual harassment charges. Since then, Paul Zara has faced unrelentingly tough retail conditions, culminating in this week's shock profit downgrade.
We see ourselves as being the eye of this perfect storm. You know, we've got the strongest Australian dollar. We've got leakage to offshore online retail, which is, you know, new to this market, and that's predominantly driven by the Australian dollar, plus the fact that we're working with an unlevel playing field. We've got the onslaught of new taxes such as the flood levy and now the carbon tax, which predominantly targets our customer base. And this is all amounting to low consumer sentiment, which is driving the performance in our stores today. Our strategy has remained unchanged. We've got the best national, international brands, and customers know that, and people are just choosing not to shop, but to save.
The surprise is the actual extent of the decline.
David Spry is manager of research at broker F.W. Holtz.
The environment, as we know, is a very testing one at the moment. Consumer sentiment numbers have been very weak lately. So the profit, it probably was always going to be a challenge, I think, for DJs to perhaps meet their numbers under those circumstances. But I just think the size of the change from the update in May is, I think, a lot larger than, well, obviously a lot larger than people were perhaps expecting.
David Jones's profit downgrade comes a day after a Westpac Melbourne Institute survey recorded the biggest plunge in consumer confidence in 2 years. The Treasurer Wayne Swan blamed the opposition leader Tony Abbott for what he called his outrageous scare campaign against the carbon tax and for talking down the economy more generally. But David Spry thinks it's more than just uncertainty over a tax that is hitting discretionary spending.
I think it's probably in the mix somewhere. Personally, I probably wouldn't place it at the top of the tree, but there's a myriad of reasons currently. I think, you know, the debt issues in Europe, perception of where interest rates might be going in the future, carbon prices certainly in the mix there. It's one of them. As a result, as consumers are just saving a lot more money.
Other retail experts, though, believe DJ's is using the carbon tax as an excuse. Ross Honeywell, chief executive of the Social Intelligence Lab, says David Jones's current strategy of perpetual discounting is what's really turning off its traditional, well-heeled customer base.
There's certainly across the country patchiness in the retail sector, but I think it's a fallacy to blame the aspirational shoppers when, in fact, the brand is being eroded by constantly being on sale. So why would those same aspirational shoppers aspire to a brand that wasn't aspirational?
Ross Honeywell says the problem with DJs is that, as an upmarket retailer, it's now chasing the wrong market.
Well, Mark McInnes had the great sense to use what I call the new economic order, or NEOs, to hedge against economic downturns. These are the people who consume all the time. We used to call them constant consumers because of precisely that. If they're consuming all the time, they're also, you know, deeply aspirational. And if you're taking your brand away from any sense of aspiration, you're going to lose those customers. All you're left with is the traditional consumers, and they're very, very impacted by economic downturn.
If DJs is losing a chunk of the aspirational market, where are these aspirational shoppers going?
Well, they're really going to the specialties, the smaller, even the micro retailers, where they're recognised, they're known, there's a sense of provenance, there's a sense of quality, there's a sense of personal relationship, all of the things they're not getting at David Jones.
But if there's no other store like David Jones right now, investors weren't convinced. All retail shares were sold off yesterday following the profit downgrade from DJs, including Myer, Harvey Norman and JB Hi-Fi.
There's no other business editor like Cheryl Bagwell from Radio National Breakfast.